Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we're coming to you live from Studio City, California. And you can catch our show every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show is about informative entertainment, and it's done in a fun, upbeat improv style. And we'll provide you with tips and advice and resource information on how you can pursue a career in show business. Exciting, the career of show business. And we have guests that work in various professions of the entertainment industry. So that means that we'll have somebody from a career that you're interested in sooner or later. And what you can do is, if you want to know who's going to be on the show in the future, you can visit the Question Reality website, and that address is questionreality.us, not .com, questionreality.us, and pretty much it's updated all the way until October, so you can see the people that are coming on and what their careers are, so you know which show you want to tune into. Hopefully you'll tune in every week, but I know you can't do that all the time. Now, if you want to check out any of our past guests, read their bios, and listen or download any of the shows, you can do that by, if you're on the website now, the LA Talk Radio website, you can look up at the top and you'll see the Schedule 1 link. And at the what you do is you click on that and you go to the slot of Sunday at 5 o'clock, which would be the Question Reality show. You look for Question Reality. Click on that link. That'll take you directly to my archive page, which is for Question Reality. And there are two buttons there. There's play, which if you click that, any show will play immediately. Or you can right-click download. And that way you can click download and do save as, and you can save any show directly to your computer and listen to it anytime. You can also download us from the podcast section of iTunes. And from what I understand from our station is that we will be getting our very own iApp, I believe. I'm not the most technological person, but I believe we're getting an application for LA Talk Radio in the future. So I will keep you abreast of that. And we would love for you to call in, ask questions, or provide comments on any guests that we have on the show, but we ask that you call between 5:20 and 5:30. And when you call in, we take your calls directly. You don't have to go through a screening process. And the call-in number is right in front of you if you're on the LA Talk Radio website right now. It's area code 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And we have a fantastic guest for you today. All of my guests are wonderful, fantastic, but we have a very special guy here today. His name is Will, and I pray that I get this correct, Will Leshivo, and he also goes as Will Love. He is a model and a gorgeous one at that, and a writer and an activist, and we are going to talk to him very shortly. But first, I want to tell you about an exciting little piece of news. There is, on April 21st at 7:30, there is going to be a Yarmies, Y-A-R-M-Y-S, Yarmies Army group rep fundraiser. And Yarmies Army, what that is, it's a troop of veteran stand-up comedians. And they're going to be performing for one night only, one night only. Again, April 21st at 7:30 p.m. And they're doing it to benefit the group rep. It's a theater, the group rep theater at the Lonnie Chapman Theater in North Hollywood. And what Yarmies Army is, it's like this, it's going to be this Mad Cat review and a wonderful opportunity to see some of the funniest and most popular comedians of television and film. And some of the performers are going to include Shelley Berman, Sam Denoff, Pat Harrington, Steve Landsberg, Jim McGeorge, Peter Marshall, Jack Riley, Howard Storm. So really good fundraisers. I mean, really good comedians for this fundraiser. And this group of comedians, just as a side note, Yarmies Army was named after the late actor-comic Dick Yarmy, who was the brother of Don Adams, as you know, from Get Smart. And it was formed by his comedian pals in 1995 to honor him and to raise money for performers who may be in need of financial help. So this group is donating their time and their talent for this very special group rep fundraiser. We would love for you to come out if you can. Again, it's the group rep Yarmy's Army one night only event, Wednesday, April 21st at 7:30. There's going to be a reception afterward. It's at the Lonnie Chapman Theater, and that address is 10900 Burbank Boulevard, 10900 Burbank Boulevard in North Hollywood. The tickets are on sale now. The seating is very limited. The tickets are $30. Again, seating is limited. Pre-purchasing tickets is highly recommended. And you can do that by going to theatermania.com, theatermania.com, theatermania.com. Or you can go to lastagealliance.com. And that's a wonderful website to buy any ticket. They've got pretty much every play there is in Los Angeles on this website. Again, it's lastageallience.com, lastagealliance.com. You can also call area code 323-822-7898. And again, I highly recommend that you come out and support this group. You know, theater is a wonderful venue. Live theater, you just can't compare it to television and film. It's just a whole different world, and you really need to get out and support theater because so many theaters are in trouble right now, and we really need to keep them alive. Keep theater alive. Keep theater alive. So I feel like getting out there picketing myself. Okay, so we are going to have a guy on our show that I think he's absolutely wonderfully adorable. That might be because he's a Pisces and my husband's a Pisces and I am biased towards them. But he's such a sweet little lovely flower. I just think he's just so precious. Our guest is Will LeShivo. He's also known as Will Love. He's a model. He's an activist. He's a writer for one of the largest LGBT publications in the country, and all at the ripe age of 21. God, what I do to be 21 again. And it seems like Will Love, who he's one of the lucky ones, you know, he seems to be fortunate to be living his dreams at a very early age in life. However, as he tells me, behind the smiles and the photographs and the interviews, there's a lot more than meets the eye. He is a former victim of physical, verbal, and mental abuse. And Will Love is basically, he's a living testament that with enough drive and dedication and determination, anything is possible in overcoming obstacles and being able to carve out a great life for yourself. So we're going to talk to him about that. Now, Will Love can be seen on the cover of the April-May 2010 issue of Out in Jersey magazine, where he co-directed the photo sheet and wrote the cover story featuring some of today's hottest entertainment acts. And I'm wondering if any of them were my former guests. We're going to have to talk to him about that. And, you know, he is no longer allowing his past to control him. He's really got a hold on that. He is now the regional coordinator for the Day of Silence Project and has been handpicked as one of the faces to represent the avant-garde clothing line Unique Definition. Woo! And that is due to launch in 2011. So all this excitement going on. Will, are you participating in all this excitement?
Yes, I am, and I love the introduction, by the way.
Huh?
I said yes, and I love the introduction, by the way.
Well, I can't do enough to introduce you. I think you are so precious and lovely and adorable. I mean, first of all, we got to talk about your pores. Now, I got to get to those pores. Your skin is like peaches and cream, and I know you're young, but come on now. How do you keep that skin looking like a million? Give me some of the skin tip secrets that you do, because people don't have that gorgeous skin without some secret.
Well, I have two secrets, and one of them is actually pertains to one of your previous guests, which is how I found out about your show, from Enrique Ramirez of Face to Face in New York.
Yes! So is it Enrique that is keeping you looking like $1 million every day?
Yes. Well, I don't go to him that much, but he honestly gave me some amazing tips, and I swear, this is like no plug or anything, but when I went and he gave me a facial back in October, the effects lasted for almost a month.
Wow. What did you get? Which one did you get? Because he's got all those really cool names for his facials. Which one did you get?
I believe it was I think it might have been titled the Afterglow Facial.
Yes.
And then I got a couple other tweaks here and there, because besides the main facial you get, you could get other things on the side. And that's what I got. I got this package, and it was amazing. Let me tell you, I recommend that place out of, you know, all the places in the country, all the places in New York, New Jersey. I'm not sure where you're located. I'm on the East Coast, and on the East Coast, that's definitely the place to go to.
To get a good facial, and if they want to have skin like yours, they're going to have to go to Enrique Ramirez at Face to Face Salon in New York. Oh, yes, I highly recommend that place for sure. And Enrique himself is just a darling, a darling, a darling. Well, I'm hoping that he's going to give you another free facial for all this plugging we've done for him today. Not that we did it, because we really, truly believe in him, and I just adore him.
We love him.
We love Enrique. So let me talk about you. Now, I know your name is William Leshaivo, but you also go as Will Love, which is a wonderful name. I know you're way too young, but when I was a child, there was a show on television called Get Christy Love. And I, for years, wanted to be named Priscilla Love. I would tell people at school my name was Priscilla Love, got in trouble many times. And yes, you go by Will Love. What I understand there's a funny story behind that. What's the story behind your name?
Well, because I have such a long last name. I mean, in all my credits and my writing and everything, I'm credited as William R. Leshaivo, but it's such a hard name, and especially in the modeling industry, you need things that are highly marketable. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go with something that was a combination of my first name and my last name. So I figured Will This, Will That, Will That. So I figured Will Love was a perfect name, because it's like, hey, same positive, you know, Will Love. So I figured that was a perfect go-to name. And plus, it's catchy. And we really needed something that was catchy.
It is catchy. Will Love. And do you put that, did you get it officially changed, or you just kind of
say?
Oh, saying,
no, that's my stage name. My legal name is obviously still William R. Leshaivo. I'm not going to change my legal name, but yeah, that's my stage name, Will Love. And that's even my website. Everything's all named. I go by Will Love now. So if you go to www.willove.net, you'll get to see, which, by the way, I have to give a shout out to my webmaster, because let me tell you, we did that site last minute and it came out amazing. I have to give a shameless plug. It came out beautiful. And if you go to the website, you'll see. His website is rjctechservices.com, and he did an amazing job on my website. And I usually don't give people plugs like that, like out of the blue, but I have to give him a plug because it came out banging, and we had very limited time to work on it.
Wow. Now, I couldn't understand. What is his name again and the name of the website?
Oh, his name is Robert. It's rjctechservices.com.
rjtechservices.com, TECH services.com. Yeah, you're going to have to send me his link. I haven't seen, though. I think I went to it, and it wasn't up yet, so I think that you might have just finished it recently. Yeah, because I had gone to it, I guess, when I got your bio. So I'm going to look at it again. And he just whipped it up in a day, huh?
Yeah, we spent the entire day on it. But it also helps the fact that I'm kind of a control freak, so I had all my ideas and all my visions in my head, so I was very, like, snap with it. But it came out beautiful, and we had very limited time, and we got it done right before we started doing promo. So, and it came out beautiful.
So again, it's willlove.net?
Yes.
Okay. And now you are obviously you are a model, you're a writer, you're an activist. We're going to break that down and let's do it in order. Okay. Let's talk about your modeling career. Awesome. Tell me I always like to start back at the very beginning because a lot of people like to know if what you thought you wanted to do as a child, is it actually something that you are now doing as an adult? So I always like to go back to the childhood. What did you want to be in your career or do when you were a child? What did you imagine yourself being or doing?
That's a really good question. No one asked me that yet, but originally I always wanted to get involved in the entertainment field. Since I was a child, I was always singing and dancing and I was full of energy. And as I got older, something that I was really attracted to, just because I went through a lot in my life, and I'm sure we'll get to that later on in the show, something that really struck me was modeling, more so because it was more about the image and the emotion than, you know, it wasn't about, like, what you said. And I'm very much a supporter of, you know, that motto, actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. And I loved everything about the modeling industry, and as I got older and older, I wanted to get into it more, and everyone around me was telling me, oh, I'm too skinny, oh, I'm too short, I'm too this or this, and just the fact that everyone had this idea that I would never be able to have success in it, I was determined to do a complete 180 on them.
Now, why would people not think you would be able to do it? Because you're a gorgeous guy. I mean, when I look at you, I see model. Why would they not think that? Because you have the physical looks.
Oh, thank you, by the way. But in general, I think the whole industry comes off very threatening to the general public. And the fact that I was very young and I wanted to do it, and I knew people around me that were getting into it, and it's funny that I was seeing a couple other kids get projects before me and all this and that, and I wanted to do it so bad. And A, we didn't really have the money to put out to do it, and because I was a child, and B, everyone told me I couldn't do it, that I was either too short or too skinny or this and that. And it wasn't casting directors, it was just the people around me, and I was determined to prove myself, basically, and prove them wrong.
Oh, my God. So, all right, so tell us about how you eventually did your first modeling job. How did that come to be?
Well, I actually did various, I searched all over online and the papers and everything, and let me tell you, the web is a great tool nowadays. You could definitely use it to your advantage, because I started getting originally gigs off like Model Mayhem and Craigslist and so forth, and gradually I grew I kept growing my portfolio, and I went from getting independent projects to a couple bigger projects, and eventually I sent my photos in for casting, and that's how I got cast for Unique Definition. And I also had worked with the photographer before I got involved with Out in Jersey magazine. I worked as a photographer on an independent project, and that once I found out he worked for the magazine, then I started hitting him up because I had all these different ideas and concepts. And eventually the magazine liked my work, and once they saw my portfolio, after I had been writing for them for a couple months, they actually suggested that I do the cover for the April issue, because the whole Day of Silence was my idea and my concept for that issue.
So they chose you to be the, are you the like exclusive spokesperson / model for the Unique clothing line, or?
There's actually about 12 of us. He's still going through the owner deciding whether or not we should add more, but roughly there's about 6 men, 6 women, and yeah, I was picked out of several thousand people, and we have to go through different trials, and I stayed, and I'm really blessed, because let me tell you, these clothes look like they're really going to change the fashion industry. It's really different, and it's called Unique Definition, because the whole point was going for something outside of the norm, because as I'm sure, you know, you working in the entertainment industry, you see these models that are 6 foot, blonde hair, blue eyes, extremely thin or overly built. And we wanted, and he definitely wanted to go for looks that, you know, were fit and people that were beautiful. But he wanted to go for models that were a little bit more exotic.
Well, Tyra Banks, I mean, I am all about fashion. I mean, I love fashion, of course. And I watch Project One Runway, Models of the Runway, and the Tyra Banks show with the model. I gotta watch so many shows. I can't remember, but it's the one where she promotes model, America's Next Top Model. And last season, they did a show where they had petite models. So Tyra really brought the whole world of petite modeling. You had to be under 5'8". So she really brought the whole world of petite modeling to a forefront, which I think is fantastic because there are so many gorgeous people who could model that are under 5'8". And I think that the norm really is becoming modeling 5'8 and under, because I mean, how many people do you really see that are women that are, you know, that tall? I mean, some, but not many. It's like the most of the women who you see who are models that who are tall are models. And I mean, it's not the norm walking around at the grocery store. So I really think that was a great thing that Tyra Banks did to bring petite modeling. That's what they call it, petite modeling. I don't know what petite is. I'm 5'8 and I'm not petite, but that's what they're calling it. So let me ask you, definition, who is the designer for that line?
Well, the owners of Venor Biggs, they have a couple different designers. If you go to www.uniquedefinition.com, it's just a rough page, and it's going to launch fully later on this summer, but it's definitely, the clothes are amazing. Right now, we're still doing shoots for it. We don't go on tour promo for it until August, but obviously, it's definitely going to be out there. We have our first runway and fashion show later on this year, so that's definitely going to be big.
Well, I hope you guys make it to Bryant Park.
Yes. Oh, trust me. Because we're going to be doing photo shoots in New York, and we're touring. The first two tour dates in August are going to be New York and D.C.
So he hasn't really launched the line for anyone to see, per se? I mean, where could we get a glimpse of the fashion, or is he just holding off until the actual initial launch?
They're keeping everything very hush-hush.
Okay.
So
now,
I've seen clothing, and I could speak about it, but I mean, they're keeping it very hush-hush until the summer. That's when everything's going to go into full launch with the promotions, et cetera, and then the fashion show later on in the year.
Well, I'm excited. I want you to make sure that you keep me abreast of this launch because I want to promote it on the radio station. I mean, I'm all about fashion. I love the whole world of fashion. I think it's so, I mean, not only the glitzy part, but I like the whole intricacies of the mind that goes on. I mean, and of course, I'm just watching Project Runway, Models of the Runway, and the Tyra Banks show, the America's Next Top Model. Let me ask you, being a model, I'm sure you watch these shows or something similar. Is that world really the way they portray it on television?
That's a really good question, actually. It is and it isn't. You'll actually be surprised how much of it is actually reality. I know during those shows you do a lot of chop and editing, but one thing that is true is they do expect a lot from you. Like, if you can't take direction well, and if you don't really have a voice, you're definitely not, in my opinion, I don't think going to last very long within the industry. And I suggest that people who are really passionate and have a lot of emotion really go for it, because that, in my experience, I learned that the more you actually put your opinion out there and the more you actually not try to take control, but let, like, your vision be known, the more they're going to have respect for you and the more they're going to actually go with your ideas.
So let me ask you, normally when I say normally, it's normally as possible. When we say model, like if we just said the word model, the first thing that pops into your head, as you said earlier, are the tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed women, right? Or if you say male model, you're going to actually have to say male model in order for the first thought to pop in your mind for it to be a male model, because model just automatically goes to the female, tall, blonde, blue eyes. When you say male model, you usually think of, you know, those underwear models that you see on the billboard, you know, those muscular, hunky guys. Now, as a
Klein.
Yeah, you know, the Calvin, exactly, Calvin Klein ads. Let me ask you, as a gorgeous, thin, petite model, how hard is it for you to get work? For other people that are listening who sort of have your look, you know, you have dark hair, dark eyes, gorgeous skin, thin, petite. Is there a lot of work out there? And if so, where does someone who has that body build look for work in the industry, in the modeling?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I really want to address that, especially with males who, like me, they have darker features and they're more petite. They're not that, you know, Calvin Klein build. I'm going to be honest. Like, there's not as much work out there as there is available to, like, say, if you're like 6 foot built, blue eyes, blonde hair. But the thing is, you definitely need to put your work into it. I mean, I know a lot of people out there and a lot of models who they've been doing it for a long time, but they still have trouble getting gigs. And I think a lot of the problem is not because it's not available, but because they're not really looking hard enough. When you have, say, a different look than the status quo, you really need to look hard. And that's how I started. I didn't immediately go to like an acting or modeling school or this or that, or, you know, luck out. I had to do a lot of projects, and I searched via Craigslist, via Model Mayhem, etc. So I would suggest there is definitely work out there in, like, independent areas like that. So if someone really wants to get into modeling and they have, like, say, alternative features, kind of like I do, I would recommend that they start building up their portfolio by working with people from, like, say, Model Mayhem, for example. And once they have, like, a large enough portfolio and good photos, that's the key, is having photos that stand out. If you don't have photos that stand out, especially as a model who does not fit, you know, like the Calvin Klein look, then you're definitely going to be overlooked. You need to have a strong portfolio and a strong attitude, and you definitely need to let your passion show, and you can succeed. I know it's hard out there, because for years when I was a kid, you know, no one told me I would actually, you know, make anything of myself within the modeling industry, but you just really need to search and have faith in yourself. Because it is grueling, but in the end, once you get the gigs, it's all worth it.
So you mentioned, is that a website, Modeling Mayhem?
It's called modelmayhem.com, and they have a lot of castings with, like, really talented photographers that it's, like, kind of like independent photographers and, like, independent models. Like, and there are a lot of projects on there that are, like, time for CD or, like, time for exposure, whereas you help their portfolio and, you know, they'll help out yours.
Now, let me also address, we just kind of talked for the petite male model and how one would go about getting jobs. And you did mention that that is a pretty complicated thing if you're not, you don't fit the normal model specs. How much harder is it also to get work being a homosexual male in the modeling world, having the features that you have? Does that make it three times as bad trying to find work?
That's a good question. It definitely depends on the area. I would say just overall, it is definitely harder, because you really need to have a business mindset, in the sense that you need to know who you need to market yourself to, and you need to know how you need to market yourself to, how you need to market yourself, basically. And, like, for example, if you know that, you know, you're different, or, like, you're homosexual, you're lesbian, or this or that, you should definitely focus on marketing to the LGBT community. And in that sense, it might be easier, just because you're more apt to do more artistic projects. So when you are building up your portfolio, you can take a little bit more risks. And I'm not suggesting nudity. I'm saying more, you know, a little work with a little bit more darker elements and so forth. And you could really go up from there. I mean, I know for me, it was definitely hard in the beginning, because the first thing, once I started to build more my portfolio, was what direction do I go in? Because I know that before I get to mainstream America, I really needed to market to one core group and go from there. So I would say definitely do not, although it may seem like a good idea, do not brush aside, like, you know, your sexuality or this or that. If you are gay or if you are a lesbian and you know you could market for your, if you know you're attractive and if you're intelligent and you know you could really probably have success by marketing to your community, then I would definitely go ahead and do so. Because once you have success there, you could grow and have success in other areas which are more mainstream.
Absolutely.
Not that the LGBT community isn't mainstream enough. I mean, within the past decade, we've become a mainstream market in itself.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, more magazines are popping up every day, and I know a couple of them, but I'm not familiar with a whole list. I would imagine that if you're a model, you could also go the route of submitting your or trying to get a meeting with someone or submitting pictures or whatever. What are some of the magazines that you would suggest that a model would approach in the LGBT community? Which are the legitimate magazines?
Well, I would first, if I didn't mention, try to build your portfolio, but the magazines to go to, depending on what area, would be like magazines such as The Advocate or Next Magazine or Out in Jersey or Instinct. Those magazines, and there are many other magazines, but those magazines, I know they have, in general, LGBT magazines have a lot of those contests, you know, like looking for the next model, and they usually end up featuring model on the cover or in a spreader and so forth. So I would definitely go, because I actually did one of those contests, and I came in second place earlier last year. So I would definitely suggest going to those magazines, checking them out, and marketing yourself towards them before you say and try to do like a teeny bopper magazine.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Thank you for that, because I'm sure a lot of people are listening that are in the exact situation that you are. They're gorgeous, petite, and they don't know where to go because they may not be in New York or New Jersey. And that, you know, I guess let's end with a tip on that. If they're not located in New York, New Jersey, what one recommendation would you have for them if they want to be a model? Do you say you got to come to New York, New Jersey, or what would you tell people that are in little towns that want to break out but may not know what to do?
That's a good question, because originally before, I didn't get to New York until I started with the fashion line and until I started doing promo for the magazine and my cover. Before that, most of the work I did, believe it or not, was actually based out of New Jersey and so forth. So I would say to models, like, I'm not sure which areas you're referring to, but if you're referring to areas which are like a couple hours outside like the major cities like Chicago, Boston, New York, LA, I would definitely recommend using, you know, outlets like Model Mayhem and other websites to work with photographers and build up your portfolio and then go to those magazines. I would say that it's, in a way, a little bit harder if you're not near one of the major cities, but it's, you could definitely still have success. If you're not in one of the major cities, then even more so, you should focus on building up your portfolio, because it's going to be a lot of wear and tear going back and forth to the major cities. And if, you know, if you get told no, or if you get told you don't have enough experience, it's really going to take a toll on you.
Absolutely. So again, I think what Will is trying to get across is you've got to have that portfolio. That portfolio is your resume. Get as many pictures as possible. I know starting out, you may not be able to get the best top-notch photographers, but if you just get a, you know, how do you do that? Because you're not going to get like the top-notch photographers. How do you get a good portfolio, Will?
Yeah, well, that's why I did recommend, because I got my first gigs on Craigslist and Model Mayhem, and some of them, I'll be honest, some of them sucked, and you're going to encounter, like, they're always going to be in-between shady individuals, but I'm not saying go with, I'm saying search, and if you find that the photographer's right, and usually on Model Mayhem, that's why I'm plugging that site. I should be getting paid. I'm bringing
up. I know!
But what happens is, like, they have profiles, so you could see a photographer's portfolio, and if you like their work, and if you like their direction, then you could contact them and say, I'm interested in working with you, you know, here are my pictures, blah, blah, blah. In the beginning, if you don't have any professional pictures, it's going to be hard, but once you rack up enough, you know, it's, you know, going to be like that.
Yeah, and if they like your look, they'll set you up with a photographer that's a credible photographer and takes fantastic pictures. So follow Will's advice and get yourself a portfolio. Now, Will, let's move on. Now, you obviously are at a fantastic point in your life, and it's just going to be skyrocketing from here, I'm sure. But it wasn't always like that. You had a kind of a hard life. Why don't you tell us about that so that you can be an inspiration to people who may be going through what you're going through?
Yeah, things weren't always, well, not that things are apple pie now, because trust me or not, but things weren't always, you know, like how I think people perceive them to be originally. When I started school, I became that kid in the sense that I was bullied on a daily basis. And I kept it in for so long, and things got worse and worse, because at that time my father had lost his business. He had a small business locally in our town, and he had lost the business. My mother became very ill. I lost my aunt and uncle within the same year that we were really close with. So everything just kept going downhill, and I thought I was doing my whole family a favor by keeping my abuse in, but things just kept being worse and worse. I was abused mentally, verbally, and physically by not just the students, but the teachers also, and it really took a toll. And that, and the whole reason I'm so passionate about the Day of Silence and I'm working with them is because I was extremely suicidal, and I was in a severe depression for years. Just up until recently, within the past year, and just everything really took a toll on me. And that's why I'm so passionate and so involved in the Day of Silence, because I didn't live a perfect life. I live in a bad area, and I just faced a lot. In the beginning, I went to school with all Caucasian children, and I was, you know, bullied by not just the students but the teachers. And then we went to an area which was more urban, and nothing changed. Things were actually worse in some ways, and it just started to toll on myself. And I really, if there's anyone out there who went through what I went through or who's being abused physically, verbally, mentally, I would just recommend that you do speak about it and you do try to get help, because it's not worth it keeping it in. With me, I kept in because I thought I was doing my family a favor, and I think that's why I'm such a workaholic now, is because I'm determined to prove everyone wrong and to just, I didn't even want to be famous, or I don't even want to have money for the whole celebrity thing. I wanted to do it because I wanted to get out of where I was living. I didn't want to be reminded of, you know, everything that I went through.
So where did you find strength to be able to, obviously you're here with us today, thank God, what did you draw strength from that you were able to move on and turn the darkness into light?
Well, actually, after I graduated high school, I was very confused. Things got even worse because I ended up choosing a school which was an unaccredited school. I'm not sure if you ever heard of Full Sail University.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, it was a terrible mistake because I got out. I only attended the school for less than 6 months, and after that, I had a $7,000+ loan on my back, and none of the classes would transfer. It was terrible, completely terrible. But right after
we don't want to go to that school. What's the name of that school?
Full Sail University. Oh, you do not want to go to that school because you only have a couple months to get out before you actually have to start paying back the money, and they have an excellent marketing team. That school has an excellent marketing team, but they rip you, let me tell you, they rip you off beyond belief. Even if you read the fine print, they still have little loopholes here and there where they can get away with certain things. So definitely do not go to that school. And they really target those who have big dreams and really want to make something of themselves. And they have a great marketing team, but I know things on the inside about that school, and I really don't recommend going there.
Can you spell the name of that? Because I'm not, it's a little blurry. Spell that, please.
It's in Orlando, Florida. It's called Full Sail, FULL SAIL.
Don't go to Florida to that school, people. Well, my God, I'm just so glad that you got out of that situation, and you know, what did you do? I mean, obviously now you're an activist. You're a model, you're an activist. Again, just because we want to move on and talk about the National Day of Silence, but could you just briefly, like, tell us what do you feel was the catalyst for you? What got you out of the dark days and took you into the bright days so that you did not, I don't know if you attempted suicide or not, but obviously it didn't happen. So what was it that turned you around?
Well, it haunted me every day, and this is kind of sick. I said this in another interview, but the only reason I didn't do it was because I just would think to myself in the back of my head, I want to see how worse it could get.
You want to what?
Kind of sick. I wanted to see how worse things could get.
Oh, yeah.
I was in debt by the age of 20. I'm 21 now, but I was in debt by the time I was 19 and 20, and I really had nothing, period. I was after all the going through all the abuse and everything, nothing was working out. But in the end, modeling time finally picked up for me. And from modeling, that's how I got into the whole writing, and that's when I got into Out in Jersey Magazine. And after that is when I got involved with the Day of Silence, because originally I was modeling for a while. I wrote to Out in Jersey, and they really liked my ideas, because originally it was just a letter stating that I know that they have they're number one with the 25 to 50-year-old LGBT market in New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, and many of the East Coast cities. And I said they should market to a more youthful audience. And it was a long letter, and they really liked my ideas. We got to speaking, and within less than 2 weeks later, I had my first journalistic gig. And
was that,
so a couple,
are you talking about it with Out in Jersey Magazine?
Yes. And then a couple months down the road, I had mentioned the Day of Silence previously, and then as time went on, I kept getting a lot of great feedback on my work. People would write to the magazine, and people would send letters and this and that and say he's a great writer and like the changes that the magazine was undergoing. And so they ended up taking my direction when I mentioned the Day of Silence. And then shortly after that, once they had looked through my portfolio and said, you know, why don't you be the cover model? So I thought that was great. So I used that as an opportunity to kind of convince the Day of Silence that I had enough passion and emotion to be, you know, a coordinator with them. And I'm actually coordinating one of the Day of Silence events at Mercer County Community College here in New Jersey, which I'm not sure if you know, but the college I'm working with made national headlines and received national media attention a couple months ago for a kissing they held, which was received extremely badly by the school administration. And so I'm working with them specifically just because I wanted to work with those kids, and I wanted us to let, you know, the school and everyone out there know that you should not back down no matter what, and you should not feel as though, who you are is inferior to who pretty much the rest of the world is.
Absolutely. Now, this is a big thing coming up. We're going to talk about that. The Day of Silence, it is Friday, April 16th, which is coming up. It's from 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m., and the location is at the Quad, which, of course, is outdoors, the Quad at Mercer County Community College. Mercer County Community College, that is located 1200 Old Trenton Road, 1200 Old Trenton Road in West Windsor, New Jersey. And again, that's, they want everybody to come out and join in observation of the National Day of Silence. And Will Love is going to be, from what I understand, he's going to be the featured guest speaker, so you can meet him in person. And also there is going to be a performance by Billboard charting dance artist Amber Rose Marie. And Amber Rose Marie will initiate the silence, then lead a procession of students and supporters around the campus. They're going to distribute information about the Day of Silence. The silence will be broken at 8 o'clock at the Mercer Theater. They're going to have a performance of Rent at the Kelsey Theater, and that's located on campus. The Day of Silence demonstration is free. It's open to all. And basically, Will can tell you a little bit more about it, but from what I understand, the National Day of Silence, what it does is it brings attention to anti-LGBT name-calling, bullying, harassment in schools, exactly what Will was talking about that happened to him. And each year the event has grown, and now hundreds of thousands of students participate, and they encourage schools and classmates to address this problem of anti-LGBT behavior. So, and it was founded in 1996, and the Day of Silence, again, it's become the largest single student-led action towards creating safer schools for everyone, regardless of your sexual orientation, your gender identity, or gender expression. And the event was organized by the LGBTF with the numerous support of Cats Entertainment and Out in Jersey Magazine, which is what Will was just telling us about. If you want to learn more about the Day of Silence, you can go to their website, dayofsilence.org, dayofsilence.org. And, Will, did I get everything correct?
Yes, you did a great job. I would have mentioned all of that. But I also want to mention that I know thank you for giving a lot of attention to the event that I've helped put together here in New Jersey. But as I'm sure the audience knows, that the Day of Silence is a whole national event. You could go to studentorganizing.com if you have an event in the works and find out more information, to post your event, and to get others involved, go to studentorganizing.com as well. And I want everyone to know out there that who is interested in getting involved in Day of Silence, but they're not exactly sure about, you know, if they should do it, or, you know, if it might create some controversy, or whether the administration will like it or not, that to just put your heart and soul into it and know that by doing so, this is a perfect protest because it's extremely peaceful, and it pretty much sheds light to those who treat you negatively. And I recommend, because we've encountered this before, you know, there's a group that goes around during the Day of Silence and often tries to kind of start a problem by saying what they're doing is wrong, they're damned, they're sinners, they're this and that. And I really just, I bring this up because I want to mention to those who are participating, those who want to participate, don't allow them to get to you, because we've seen in the past stories where they really got to some students and the students kind of started acting out and behaving like them, and then the media spins it. So
just
think of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and do not back down.
Absolutely.
And just tell them.
Absolutely, and I tell you, I just can't even believe that in this day and age that still happens. But hey, you know, this is what happens in schools, not only with kids picking on homosexual children and lesbian children, but also heterosexual children beat the hell out of each other. It is just amazing at how bad it's gotten. And I always say it always comes back to the parents, because if the children are doing that, something's wrong in the home. So, you know, parents, you got to do something, because these children, they're just repeating what they see in the home. So, you know, get yourselves together. I don't know. I'm just so glad I didn't have children, because I tell you, I'd have my belt and a shoe in each hand, and if I ever heard they were acting like that, I'd beat the hell out of those little bastards. So I'd never let my children ever abuse another child ever. Okay, so we only got a couple minutes here, but I wanted to talk briefly about, I got this wonderful email from Toby Grace, the editor of Out in Jersey magazine, and he said, "Priscilla, thank you so much for sending me this. We are all very proud of Will and look for great things from him in the future. He is an incredible young man." So that came from Toby Grace, editor of Out in Jersey magazine.
Thank you. I had no clue he wrote that. I'm going to have to say thank you.
Absolutely. I was very, very impressed that he wrote that about you. I mean, I knew that about you, but it was so nice of him to do that. He also wanted the link. He wants the link for the show. So I gave him instructions of how he can download the show tomorrow after 5 o'clock. But I wanted to talk about Out in Jersey magazine. It's a fantastic magazine. It's so relevant. It is so necessary. The content and growth of the magazine has just been incredible, and it's made such an important impact in the LGBT community. I want to talk briefly about your involvement and role in the magazine and the meaning behind the cover shoot and the feature on the silent protest really quickly.
Yeah sure, no problem. I'm not sure what you want to talk about specifically, but I'll start off with I'm a feature writer for the magazine. I haven't even been writing for them for a year yet, but I'm a featured writer for them. I've helped in getting them a lot of exposure, and I've helped with changing the direction from a more older LGBT crowd to a more youthful, more high school, college targeted crowd, because we've kind of changed directions in areas in which we target, because they previously focused on, as I mentioned earlier, before the 25 to 50 year old age bracket, you know, they're just getting out of college, and I kind of brought them back to the high school, you know, just getting into college demographic. And the shoot, I actually co-directed it because, as I mentioned, Day of Silence, I wanted them to do a feature on it previously, and it had worked its way up into being on the cover. And I co-directed it, you know, as you'll see on the cover, I'm in a high school. I have the duct tape over my face. I'm wearing all black. And it's pretty symbolic of the day in itself, because many students wear either all red or all black. They duct tape their mouths. They don't speak. And I wanted something that will really tug at the heart's emotions. And we worked it in a way that I feel not only kind of creates controversy and gets the point out, but also kind of really gets you thinking.
Fantastic. I tell you, and Out in Jersey magazine is not just for people in Jersey, right? I mean, isn't Out in Jersey for everybody?
No, Well, I mean, that's the title of it because it originated from a Trenton newspaper, but it's distributed all over the East Coast. Like, if you're in Philly, if you're in New York City, if you're in New Jersey, even if you're in Virginia, you could get a hold of the magazine. If you go to the website, there's a section that'll say where to get Out in Jersey. You click it, and it'll have all the locations.
Fantastic. OutInJersey.net, Toby Grace, editor, lovely man. You're wonderful and lovely. Let's look at Will Love. He's on willlove.net, twitter.com, outinjersey.net, dayofsilence.org. Please go out and support the Day of Silence. Please, 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 please. It really, really is important. Friday, April 16th, 2 to 3:30 at the Quad, Mercer County Community College. We are going to end the show by playing a clip from an artist that you'll see, Amber Rose Marie. You can check her out at amberrosemarie.com. I'm going to hope to play it. I hope we can. If not, come back on the show, Will, and we'll play it, okay? Thank you for being a guest. Thank you so much. Thank you. You've been wonderful. Thank you, everybody, for listening. WillLove.net. Have a great week.
Thank you, everyone.
Listening to Question Reality. Question Reality with Priscilla Leona. Priscilla Leona. Only on LA Talk Radio.